Thoughts of an Addict. This is M. Welcome back to my show, and thank you so much for listening. This is usually the part of any podcast where we would have a little bit of banter. But of course, it is just me, so unless you want to hear me banter with myself, I don't think I have anything else to talk about today. So I am just going to dive right into the subject matter. So I actually thought of recording this pod yesterday. I've actually been pretty stressed out this week. Blah, blah, blah. Applied to 100 jobs, got rejected by 30 of them already. Tech is shit right now. It's a cold market. But that's for the financial podcast. This is Thoughts of an Addict. Yesterday I was having kind of a rough day, and I actually went to lunch with one of my best friends in business school. And we were just sitting there shooting the breeze, and suddenly behind me, he's like, "Yo, dude, look at that." And I turn around, and I see this fucking paper plate. That's it. Just a paper plate. Just rolling down the street. And I shit you not, this thing rolled down the street for a minute 15 seconds. I had never seen anything like this in my entire life. And we just sat there, jaws dropped, like, "Holy shit, how far can this fucking plate keep going?" And eventually this paper plate fell down, which I called an Oakland tumbleweed. And I was like, "Wow, fuck, that was cool." And in that minute and a half, that was the best that I had felt in a really long time, at least for a few days. When I was watching that paper plate, I wasn't thinking about a single thing in the world. Except for watching how far that plate would go. I wasn't thinking about, "Fuck, am I going to become an addict again tomorrow? Shit, am I ever going to find a job?" Nah. I was just totally in that moment. And it made me recognize a really important thing about my life. And that is that my life is simply composed of moments. Yeah, of course, having a plan for your life, getting a career, all this stuff, it's super important. And this isn't to minimize the importance of those things. But your career, for example, could be a relationship. It could be anything in your life. I'll take a career, for example, because it's relevant to me right now. A career isn't a moment. It's really just an idea. What a career actually is just a ton of fucking little moments together. And in each one of those moments, it's an opportunity to be grateful. It's an opportunity to be in awe. It's an opportunity to find peace. See, when I was in active addiction, I never enjoyed any of the moments. I mean, I guess you could argue that I enjoyed the moments when I was high, but that's not real, right? And the moments when I was clean, I would never enjoy what was right in front of me. I would just be thinking about, "Oh, fuck, what am I going to do next year? What am I going to do in 10 years? And while I'm doing all that future tripping, I'm not recognizing that there's a moment in front of me right now where there could be some really fucking cool things. Who knows? Maybe 6 years ago, when I'm future tripping out of my mind, I wouldn't have been able to appreciate that paper plate that made my day. And I think in my everyday life, today, even 5 years clean, I find myself getting distracted from moments. Every day I walk to school, and it's not the most beautiful place in the world, but fuck, it's still California. It's cloudy 80% of the time, but there's still trees and shit here. That's cool. And often I find myself ruminating and thinking about everything that could go wrong with my life, and then trying to like be like, "Oh no, but all this is going great." But I don't see all, you know, all this fucking monkey jabbering in my head, but I don't look around and recognize that I'm fucking alive right now. Not to get too ethereal on everybody, but how much of a fucking trip is that? This universe has been around for 6 billion years, and you're here right now listening to my fucking sexy voice? How amazing is that in the grand scheme of things? You know, you're going to be alive for 80 years, maybe science and shit longer, but universe has been around a long time, and you're here right now, and you have the opportunity to experience all of these moments. And I would say for you today, this is my ask of you. Don't let your mind get in the way too much of enjoying the little things, because that's what life is all about. And that sounds like a platitude, and what the fuck is I'm talking about? But I mean it, right? If you think about it literally, all life is a bunch of little things put together to create this one big fucking life. And the onus is on you to take that little bit of mental energy to really appreciate those small things and those small moments. When I'm in active addiction, when I was in active addiction, it was literally impossible to enjoy any of those moments. But now that I'm clean, I don't just automatically get to enjoy those moments. It takes a little bit of effort, right? Like, when I'm walking to school, I gotta take a second. I gotta take a second, stop, take a deep breath, look up into the sky and be like, damn, you know what? It's pretty fucking beautiful out here today. Things are pretty fucking cool. And the more you do that, the more that's gonna happen subconsciously. You're gonna be able to start just enjoying those regular, mundane, small, day-to-day moments. And your brain's just going to turn into this machine that appreciates those things automatically for you. So I would ask of you today, take some time and just appreciate while you're listening to me, wherever the fuck you are, look around. If you've been blessed with vision, take a look around and see all the shit that's around you. And appreciate some of it. And maybe what you're really looking forward to is something in the future. Maybe you have some awesome job lined up, or maybe you're going to go on some fucking killer vacation, and that is awesome. But remember that those are all just composed of moments too. You could be on this absolutely amazing vacation, but if you're freaking out, if you're future tripping and reminiscing, then you're not going to be able to enjoy those moments at all. So I'd ask you to start trying to enjoy even the mundane things. And then it's going to make the special things even that much more special. I think it's critical for the addict and just the normie to open yourself up to the unexpected joys of every day. If you're constantly thinking, if you're addicted to your thoughts, if you don't look up from your phone once in a while, you might miss out on that paper plate. You might miss out on that unexpected silly joy. No matter what the frick is going on in your life right at this second, you're probably okay. Unless you're like listening to my podcast on your deathbed, which would be flattering but incredibly bizarre, you're probably okay right now. If you still have the capacity to hear and to breathe, then you could find something that's going on right in this moment that's pretty cool. I feel like today's message, or my ramblings, or whatever you want to call this, can be applied to pretty much everybody, but if you listen to this because you want to hear about my addiction more, I'd say to my addicts out there, my addicted friends, this is one of the best parts about getting clean, dude. You can find enjoyment from fucking nothing, just from existing, just from recognizing that there's a lot of cool shit happening in every single moment. So let that be another prerogative for you to get clean today. You don't need fucking meth, you don't need oxy, you don't need alcohol, you don't need cigarettes, you don't need any of that stuff. You always have the capacity to appreciate what's going on in front of you right now. Anyways, I am off to go have a very, very silly, silly game night with some of my favorite people at business school. And hell, it's probably going to be the most fun I've had in a really, really long time. Gotta appreciate the small things. Gotta appreciate the little moments. Take a deep breath, relax, you're alive for another day, baby. Thank you so much for listening. This is M with Thoughts of an Addict. Hope you join me next time. Have a great rest of your day.